Mission Network News, two-minute version, Sunday, August 29, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Former rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo have pulled out of the power-sharing government. Their move could threaten the carefully crafted peace process and plunge the country back into war. However, Hope International's Peter Greer says they decided to give major attention to Congo to help the church body rebuild.
The difference with Hope is that we're trying to do it in a post-conflict setting. So obviously all of the trouble that Congo has been through, we're trying to show that there are groups of believers who are ready to start rebuilding their own country, and they're not just waiting for external aid to help get them out of poverty.
Greer says their microcredit program just began in June, and there are a lot of needs that correspond with their growth. He urges prayer.
The challenge is always just continued peace and stability in the Congo. It is a land that has known so much pain and suffering over the past number of years through war, and so really just keeping the environment stable so that the work can continue.
And this week, the film The Passion of the Christ will be released on DVD and video. This weekend, the International Bible Society is doing something that could change lives in a major city in the United States. Mike Richards is with IBS in Houston, Texas.
This Sunday, the 29th, every residential subscriber to the Houston Chronicle will be receiving, with their newspaper, a copy of the Passion of the Christ, Gospel of Luke, that we produced in conjunction with the film.
That represents more than 430,000 people. Richard says the Passion was the tiller of the soil, but this distribution is planting spiritual seeds. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Iraq outreach, ministry at the Olympics, and more, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. I'm Greg Yoder.